by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's scattered flurries, otherwise we're going to see temperatures in the mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, lower 40s, with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 20s. For Wednesday and Thursday, sunny skies and warmer. Right now, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Members of the American Farm Bureau gathered virtually yesterday to assess the changes the organization would pursue in its big policy book. Among some of the most contentious topics were addressing the price discovery in beef cattle, the treatment of compensation of ag workers, but as it's typically the case for a general farm organization, everything from dairy policy to weed resistance was on the agenda. The meeting lasted 5 hours and 40 minutes. Farm Bureau delegates approved new policy calling for an in-house study on the issue of price discovery in the beef cattle market. A new policy supports increasing the share of negotiated sales in fed cattle markets, with providing price transparency being a central focus. Delegates from Iowa pushed a recommendation to study the regional mandatory minimum cash trade in the cattle market for what levels would be appropriate to achieve a robust price discovery. That price discovery conversation has been active for years, but intensified with the onset of the coronavirus pandemic and the spread between the live cattle and box beef market that followed. The delegates also addressed country of origin labeling in the beef industry by voting down a resolution that would have removed voluntary from the organization's statement on the subject. Supporters of the resolution argued it would have kept the organization on the good side of trade partners, since the existing language already mentioned support for COOL that would be within the parameters of the World Trade Organizations. The National Pork Producers Council has submitted comments to the Food and Drug Administration regarding gene-edited livestock. For more than 2 years, the NPPC says the FDA has dragged its feet in the development of gene-edited livestock as an emerging technology with opportunity for livestock agriculture, causing American agriculture to fall behind the global race to advance its development. The recent proposed rule would transfer primary regulatory jurisdiction of gene-editing livestock to USDA. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Many counties across the state of Kansas are set to move on to phase two of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan. However, many of the counties are still waiting on more doses of the vaccine to come in for them to actually implement the second phase.
We contacted the KDHE's immunization program, our regional consultant for that. She put calls out, they have a list, and she was able to round these up for us.
That was the Edwards County Administrator Mitchell Kraft on KWCH News, where he says in order to implement the next phase, they're going to need some bigger and more frequent shipments.
At least a couple hundred doses at once. You know, that's 65 plus, and all your teachers, that will take 30, 40, or 50 doses by itself just for the schools.
At the same time as distribution of the vaccine continues across the state of Kansas, many state lawmakers are frustrated, saying that there's been little communication on making sure things run smoothly.
This has been a dead zone, of even basic information like you're asking.
That was Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson, Mid-America Network News.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with
approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573. Express 13121.
Authorities say a parolee rummaging through trash fatally shot the owner of a South Wichita restaurant. Police Captain Jason Stevens identified 42-year-old Oscar Acosta of Wichita as the person shot on Thursday outside of the Barreria Tito restaurant. The Wichita Eagle reports that police arrested 26-year-old Adrian Nicholas Zonker a couple of blocks west of the restaurant. He was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon, as well as on a state warrant in a separate case. The Kansas Department of Corrections records show that Zonker had 5 parole convictions, all in Sedgwick County, for charges that include criminal possession of a firearm, battery, and aggravated assault. In other news, a Lawrence police officer who's been accused of fracturing a skateboarder's elbow during an arrest has resigned. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that Brad Williams' resignation took effect on January 6th. Police spokesperson Patrick Compton did not indicate a reason for the resignation. Williams arrested 45-year-old Duck Tran of Lawrence after an encounter with him skateboarding in the street back in June of 2019. The case was thrown out later after his attorney alleged excessive force. Mid-America Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. All Nebraska men's basketball team activities are on hold for at least another week after 12 people associated with the program, including head coach Fred Hoiberg, and 7 players tested positive for coronavirus. Nebraska officials said yesterday that this week's games against Minnesota and Iowa have been postponed and the schools will try and reschedule them. Officials haven't decided whether additional games after January 24th will be affected. Hoiberg said he has been isolating himself at home since testing positive Friday. He said the program has been hit hard by the virus over the past 10 days. Creighton University has received a $25 million donation from an unnamed foundation to create a program at its medical school for students interested in addressing poverty and improving health care in other countries. Creighton President Reverend Daniel Hendrickson said the program will begin in the fall of 2022. Your Monday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and held the annual county reorganization, with Fritz Blasky joining the board. The Agency on Aging reported they will begin out-of-county medical transportation in February. Meals on Wheels delivery was to start in Beatty last week, and they will be adding meal delivery to Home City. Resignations of Fritz Blasky as Blue Rapids Township Clerk and Patricia Hale as Bigelow Township Treasurer were approved, with Jeffrey Stoll accepting appointment as Bigelow Township Treasurer. Recently elected officials were sworn in at the Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday, and county reorganization and appointments were presented. The Washington County Attorney briefly discussed a potential tax sale and advised that the City of Lynn had made contact regards fire district consolidation. Gary Scobie was selected chair and Dylan Keim board co-chairman for the Nemahal County Commissioners for 2021 at their meeting last week. Lori Schmelsley came before the board to let commissioners know she would like affected citizens of the City of Seneca extraterritorial zoning issue to be able to address the board prior to commissioners taking any action. Following an executive session, the Nemaha County Attorney stated the board's decision on November 4, 2019 to approve Seneca Resolution would have had to have been repealed within 30 days. Therefore, commissioners do not intend to discuss the matter of invalidating that decision any further at this time. The sheriff presented a revised merit-based pay scale, recommending consideration in place of the current longevity base. It will cost Nemaha County approximately $4,500 per year to pay the shift differential requested. An indefinite leave of absence was approved for Emergency Preparedness Director Russell Leertz, with Sheriff Rich Vernon appointed to the post in the interim. County commissioners are to meet Tuesday this week, with Monday recognized as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week closed the 2020 session and conducted county reorganization tasks. Eric Thiemann was chosen chairman, Dennis Myers vice chair for 2021. The board voted to approve extension of the deadline on the wind moratorium resolution for another 6 months to July 15th, limiting development of new wind farm operations. Supervisors Schuler and Lytle agreed that needs to be a shorter time frame. Planning and zoning had expressed concerns in getting the regulations done in 6 months. The final vote for the extension was 5-2 in favor, with Schuler and Lytle voting no. The board presented a plaque to be given to Julie Hobein in recognition of her 30 years of service to Gage County in the sheriff's office. Burglars reportedly broke into Jack's Food Mart in Lynn last week and stole a number of rifles and handguns. Brands include Bushmaster, Diamondback, Wyndham, Rossi, Ruger, and a Remington 1911 200th Anniversary Edition, among others. Investigation with local authorities as well as alcohol, tobacco, and firearms is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. An anonymous tip line is also available through ATF through the Report It app. $5,000 bond was set for Christopher Ruggie of Greenleaf, who was arrested January 9th on pending charges of aggravated battery in connection with a disturbance at 110 3rd Street in Greenleaf, where officers were dispatched. Norma L. Henneberg, age 86, formerly of Hollenburg, passed away January 13th. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m., at the Zion State Line Lutheran Church at Hollenburg. Curtis Meyer, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Norma Henneberg. Gary L. Blocker, age 85, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, passed away January 25th. Graveside memorial service Monday at 2:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville, with the Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Gary Blocker. Willis L. Willie Amos, age 77, of Pawnee City, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City. Livestream service available on their Facebook page. Interment at Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, an hour before the service, Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Willie Amos. Clara Miller, age 88, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Clara Miller. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Travis Landreth. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Jerry Scritchfield. Garrett W. Brushwood, age 64, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. No services scheduled. The Curtis Meyer Funeral Home in charge for Garrett Brushwood.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a system across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a little bit of some scattered rain and snow showers across the area. That will continue through the day, and it looks like as we head into tonight, we'll continue with just cloudy skies. Otherwise, as we head into tomorrow through Thursday, dry weather, and it looks like we're going to see mostly sunny skies and pretty mild temperatures for this time of year. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered flurries, then clearing. We'll see temperatures mid-40s. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lower 20s, winds north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 40s, with wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 23. As we head into Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 53. Wednesday night, clear, upper 20s, and it looks like for Thursday and Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, mid-January 41, record high on this date 70. The average low 17, the record low is 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:32.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Need some cabin fever relief for a cooped up kid? A few winter blob busting ideas today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Author A.A. Milne and actor Cary Grant were born on this day. What's worse than cabin fever? About a house full of kids with cabin fever. Here are some of the more inspired ideas we've run across for curing a kid's winter blahs. Plan an indoor treasure hunt. Plant clues in the form of riddles or rhymes that lead to a hidden treat or prize. Build a birdhouse. You can purchase store-bought kits, or better yet, make bird feeders from everyday household items like empty soda bottles. And one of our favorite cabin fever busters, have a picnic. Throw a tablecloth on the floor, cook some hot dogs, and roast a few marshmallows on the stovetop. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. The Kansas City Chiefs forced the Cleveland Browns to punt in the waning minutes yesterday, with star quarterback Patrick Mahomes out with a concussion. Then 35-year-old backup Chad Henne showed some moxie with a long third down scramble and a fourth down completion to Tyreek Hill with just over a minute left to give the Chiefs a first down, allowing them to run out the clock on a 22-17 victory in the divisional round of the playoffs. The Chiefs advance to their third straight AFC title game and will face the Buffalo Bills next Sunday. College hoops from the weekend. On Saturday, the K-State Wildcats took a loss from the Texas Longhorns 82-67. K-State back in action tomorrow afternoon when they'll take on the Oklahoma Sooners with a 5:30 tip-off. The KU Jayhawks in action this evening at 8 o'clock when they'll tip off against the Baylor Bears. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing. Not sportage. Cadenza K900 through KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573. Expires 1/31/21.
The latest sporting event hit by COVID? Tennis. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk in London.
Another 25 Australian Open players have been confined to their hotel rooms after getting the bad news that someone on their flight over has tested positive for COVID-19. That brings to 72 the number of players stuck indoors and unable to train for the tournament, which begins February 8th. It was already missing an injured Roger Federer and former world number one Andy Murray, who canceled his trip after testing positive for the coronavirus. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Another college hardwood cancellation. Number 4 Texas scheduled basketball game at Iowa State set for Wednesday night has been postponed. The Big 12 conference said it will work with the schools to reschedule that game. Iowa State hasn't played since falling to Texas Tech back on the 9th of this month. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Kansas sports on this Martin Luther King Day on the Mid-America Network.
Tipping off the Twin Valley League basketball tournament in girls' play Saturday, 4th seed Frankfort dispatched Axtell 62-16, 5th seed Wetmore over Blue Valley 61-32, number 6 Washington County over Troy 46-32, 7th seed Clifton Clyde over Onega 52-42, and 9th seed Centralia knocked off 8th seed Lynn 41-37. In the boys' division, 4th seed Centralia over Lynn 46-30, 5th seed Axtell fell to number 12 Onega, 34-29. 6th seed Washington County fell to 11th seed Troy, 53-39. 7th seed Wetmore over Blue Valley, 52-35. And 8th seed Donovan West edged Valley Heights, 47-46. Setting up play on Monday in the girls' division, 4th seed Frankfort meets 5th seed Wetmore at 6 o'clock. And 2nd seed Donovan West will face 7th seed Clifton Clyde. At 7:30, top seed Valley Heights meets number 9 Centralia. 3rd seed Hanover takes on 6th seed Washington County. In the boys' division Monday at 6, 4th seed Centralia meets number 12 Onega. 2nd seed Hanover faces number 7 Wetmore. At 7:30, top seed Clifton Clyde meets number 8 Donovan West. And 3rd seed Frankfort takes on 11th seed Troy. Brackets updated on our website, KeyIndyRadio.com. Following postponement of games Friday due to the weather, play concluded Saturday in the Mudeikis basketball tournaments at Beatrice. Southern Lady Raiders win the B Division girls' title Saturday, defeating HTRS 45-33, while the Southern boys took Falls City Sacred Heart 50-43 in overtime Saturday. Diller Odell boys finished fourth in the Mudeikis boys A Division, dropping the consolation game to Freeman 54-40, while the Diller Odell Lady Griffins took Meridian Saturday 38-33. More results from the Mudeikis basketball tournament involving area teams and those mentioned to the all-tournament teams on our Coach's Corner for Southern and Diller Odell, airing after the evening sports at around 5:30.
It's all in the timing when trying to start trees and shrubs from a cutting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Whether looking for a challenge or a way to preserve a family heirloom, you may want to try starting non-patented trees and shrubs from cuttings. Timing, the type of cutting, and the shrub species influence success. Privet, forsythia, wisteria, spirea, juniper, and hemlock are just a few that can be started from hardwood cuttings. Take a 4 to 8 inch cutting from the previous season's growth during the dormant season. Each cutting should have at least 2 nodes, the location where leaves or needles grow. Bundle, cover in sand or sawdust, and store cuttings in a cool, moist, frost-free location for the remainder of winter. Plant them in sand or vermiculite in spring. Once rooted, you can pot them up and grow them in a container for a season or two, or move them directly into the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Bible's parable of the prodigal son shares the story of a wayward young man that comes home to a father who has every right to be livid with him, yet welcomes him with open arms. Ron Searle sees the parable play out many times each year. The story of cattle, horses, and raising boys to be men is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
The Aravaca Boys Ranch is a real working ranch that also works with teenage boys, helping them turn their lives around. Each boy is assisted in breaking a horse. In turn, the horse helps break him.
Once the boys have started having the hands-on experience, they feel the power of what they're learning. And by the time they leave our program, almost every boy you interview, you'll say, what had the biggest effect on you in your change and your attitude now? And he'll say, my horse. You'll ask the parents and they'll say, he talks about his horse constantly.
Licensed therapists assist with the program, and the boys take schoolwork via an accredited high school. You can see lives changing for the better here.
You were able to meet the Rogers. Their son was brought here 3 months ago. He was actually transported here by friends. Mom and dad didn't think they'd be able to get him here. His first day here, he was pretty out of control. A lot of bad language flying around. I'm not staying. The friends left him here.
Parents usually don't come to the ranch to meet their son until 2 to 3 months have passed.
Typically, mom and dad just run to their son and throw their arms around him, and it's an incredible reunion.
The horses, the ranch, the environment, all combined to produce a special effect on these boys. Ron remembers one such teen from Georgia.
When his dad dropped him off, went off on his dad, threw a soda can at him, and as his dad drove away in the rental car, he threw a rock and hit the back of the rental car. And when his dad and his stepmother and his little sister came for the first family day, probably my favorite photograph that I've ever taken of the ranch is he and his dad walking together with their fingers intertwined, because that told the whole story.
It's one of Arizona's oldest ranches, making a profound difference in the lives of young men. Driving on the Countryside in Aravaca, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Over the past year, we've been stuck at home eating pizza and ice cream. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Cheese, ice cream, and other dairy products are boosting the dairy industry as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I've spent a lot of time cooking at home during this pandemic. Butter, yogurt, and cheese are well stocked in my fridge, and ice cream has its place too. I know I'm not the only one hunkering down with comfort food as COVID is driving us to the grocery stores to get milk and other dairy products for our families. Martha Kemper is the Vice President of Dairy Experience Demand at Midwest Dairy. She says the increase in home cooking has produced a huge spike of dairy product sales in the retail environment.
Butter has definitely seen some double-digit growth. Also, we've seen sour cream, creamer for your coffee, and cheese. You know, cheese and milk are probably the biggest in the dairy category. The latest numbers I saw year-to-date through the end of October, cheese sales were up 14%. And even fluid milk, which had been seeing some declines in previous years, is up almost over 2.5%, which is pretty significant based on the size of the category.
Dairy farmers have been hit hard by the market freefall over the past 5 to 6 years and were forced to dump milk last March and April. Since then, Kemper says they found a silver lining from the pandemic and is the momentum they've been looking for. She hopes the trend continues post-COVID.
My job, I think, and the team that I work with at Midwest Dairy is to figure out a way to capitalize on the renewed interest in dairy. It's provided a platform for us to have that conversation with consumers and just kind of reinforce what they've believed all along, and continuing to purchase dairy, I think, is probably our biggest opportunity ahead of us. So we'd like to figure out a way to continue that momentum, as, of course, would our farmers.
Learn more about dairy industry trends at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Come home. confidence is contagious. When I'm with someone who exudes confidence, I start to feel that way too.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, one thing you can be confident about is God's love for you. He provides what you need, and He can help you avoid the trap of believing money or things can lead to contentment. So why is it so hard to resist spending too much money on things you don't need? Part of it is society, which says you are what you own. And part of it is just being human. There's nothing wrong with wanting a better life for yourself. But when it gets out of hand, you fall into the trap of believing that more is better. So instead of feeling deprived, be confident that God loves you and provides for you. And not just material things, but your family, your church, or your job. When you appreciate all that, you'll live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Dairy plays prominently in the latest set of dietary guidelines. That's up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
New dietary guidelines are out, and while the dairy industry didn't get all it hoped for, it still did pretty well.
Dietary guidelines for the next 5 years are in place now, and dairy is in a good place. Low-fat and non-fat dairy continue to be recommended in the healthy U.S. and vegetarian diet.
That's Michaela Hanselman, Manager of Regulatory Affairs for the National Milk Producers Federation.
The dietary guidelines look at the latest nutrition science, and they put together these guidelines for Americans to kind of have some nutrition guidance to know what they should be eating to be healthy. But the guidelines also influence and determine what can be offered in federal nutrition programs, including, for example, the school lunch program.
Hanselman says the guidelines recommend 3 servings daily of low-fat or non-fat dairy products in a healthy diet. She was disappointed, though, that the new guidelines don't accept the latest science on full-fat dairy consumption.
Unfortunately, they once again failed to acknowledge the science, and only non-fat and low-fat dairy is still being recommended. But we'll keep pushing on, and hopefully in the next round they'll recognize the newer science on full-fat, or at least acknowledge that there is room for full-fat dairy in a diet within this 10% saturated fat limit.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the vice chair of the American Farm Bureau's Women's Leadership Committee is moving up a chair at the AFBF 2021 convention. Isabella Chisholm, running unopposed, was elected chair of the committee for the next 2 years. Chisholm is second vice president of Indiana Farm Bureau and will succeed Sherry Saylor of Arizona on the national committee.
It's a responsibility and a challenge that I've both looked forward to and been a bit hesitant of, only because, you know, there are big shoes to fill. Sherry is a different type of leader than I am and will be, and I believe that that's the way it should be. But that's always gives you a little bit of hesitation as you're looking ahead. But I'm excited for what's ahead of us.
The Women's Leadership Program provides women with leadership training, communication skills, and networking opportunities to, among other things, build trust in American agriculture. Chisholm thinks the work of Farm Bureau and her committee is paying dividends.
We just recently heard that because of going through this pandemic and the break in the supply chain, that farmers are now the number one trusted voice with farm women being just a touch above that. And it's been a long time since the farmer has been the respected and trusted voice. So that is a real plus, and also part of the work that we continue to do in building that trust with the consumer.
Two key women's leadership programs are the biannual Women's Communication Boot Camp and the annual Women's Washington, D.C. fly-in, from which better leaders emerge.
When you have peer-on-peer training and peer-on-peer development like that, you have a comfort level that stretches you. That is our entire goal, is just to give women that awareness of who they are, what they have available to them, and then help them to develop those strengths.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved fare plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. beef exports posted one of the best months on record in November. Pork numbers were also strong. Joe Sheely with U.S. Meat Export Federation.
U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details.
November beef export results, some of the markets have been pretty strong the last few months, like China was strong again, Taiwan was strong again. But the real encouraging thing is that for the first time in quite a while, we saw Latin America show up really strong. Mexico up 23%. Mexico's key, especially for the end cuts, you know, your chuck rolls and your rounds, big, big market for those two items. And of course, variety meats to some extent as well. We also saw Central America fairly strong as well. The Latin American markets entered the lockdown with COVID after the U.S. in early summer, and they really are still locked down to some extent, but we're starting to see some areas reopen, food service slowly starting to rebound, some tourism slowly starting to rebound, so that was encouraging. For pork, we had another big month, about 259,000 tons. This established a record already for the year, and while a lot of this was driven by China, there was a lot of broad-based growth across the world. The further rebound in Latin America, Mexico, Central America continues. You know, we saw 65,000 tons into Mexico, growth of 13%. And this just mirrors what we've seen the last couple of months. So it's really encouraging to see pork rebounding in Mexico the way it has been. South America was encouraging as well. It hasn't rebounded to the extent that Mexico has yet. But, it's encouraging to see Chile's up really strong in the month of November. And Colombia, while down from a year ago, is one of the largest months since COVID. And I think we could expect further growth in early 2021.
I'm Joe Sheely.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Need to map your drainage tile? It's hard to pinpoint where these lines are, but there are techniques and resources that can help you find them on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Drain tile in the field, he probably didn't write down its location. Knowing where these pipes are makes it much easier to upgrade and make repairs. Mapping drain tile takes some work, but it can be done. Kevin Erb is a conservation professional training program coordinator with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says to compare multiple aerial photographs of the area from as far back as you can find. Places like your county government website, NRCS, and Google Earth might have the photos you're looking for.
Overlay those multiple years of photos on each other, put them side by side on the table. What I can see is differences in soil types, wet areas in the field, and those wet areas can be a really nice clue as far as where I might be looking for drain tile to have actually been installed.
In most cases, crop growth and yield are enhanced in areas where functioning tile lines are present. Review your GPS yield monitoring data for clues. Vents, surface inlets, and outlets also indicate the presence of tile. Once you have filled in missing pieces of a map, ask a tile contractor for help.
That's really an untapped expertise out there. The drain tile installers that have got 10, 20, 30 years experience, they know what they're looking for, can look at a field and pick up things. And maybe having them come out and walk some of the fields, look at some maps, is a very worthwhile investment.
When you install new tile, Erb recommends including tracer lines so it'll be easier to find in the future. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mapping drainage tile at agriculture.com.
Do-it-yourself projects never stop, and to make light work of the toughest tasks, Hometown Lumber offers tools and supplies at special prices. Doorbusters this month include the Milwaukee 12-volt cordless stubby impact wrench in 3/8, quarter, and half-inch sizes for $165.99 each. For painting jobs, the 4-foot mini steel scaffold platform is a steal at $99.99. It's adjustable, portable, and easy to store. Stop in for more Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Markets are closed today, Monday, for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday. We had kind of a mixed day on Friday as we wrapped up the day. Corn and soybeans were down, wheat was up, and the livestock complex had a good day. We'll get back to business as usual tomorrow on Tuesday after the markets spend the day closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday today. Let's take a look at how things wrapped up on Friday. February live cattle up 70 at 112.77. April up 97 at 118.20. March feeder cattle up 245 at 135.82. April up 230 at 138.30. So it was a positive day for cattle. Hogs did well. February hogs up 162 at 67.92. April up 57 at 72.65. So all in all, a pretty decent day in the livestock complex. As I pointed out, corn and soybeans were down, but Kansas City wheat was up. March KC wheat up 6.5 at 6.43. May up 6 at 6.46. We also saw some significant plus signs for Chicago and Minneapolis wheat. Corn and soybeans were down. March corn down 3.5 at 5.30 and 3/4. May down 4 at 5.33 and 3/4. Soybeans double-digit lower. March beans down 13 and 3/4 at 14.16 and 3/4. May beans down 13 at 14.14 and 3/4. Some of the back months did show some signs of life, but things lower in the early months. The products did not fare so well. March soybean meal down 170 at 463.20. March bean oil was down 126 at 41.85. So it turned out not to be a good day across the soy complex on Friday. And cotton was down. March cotton down 45 points at 80.70. May was down 38 points at 81.62. Markets closed today for the market. Martin Luther King holiday back in business as usual on Tuesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
It's my
the Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.